in a world where we are so divided, so polarized, one organization is proactively working to bring unity. That organization is the Kingdom Group International, and I'm Elmo Winters, host of our live podcast, Building the Bridge. Join me as we build the bridge together that will unite us all. Hi, and welcome back to the Building the Bridge podcast. Well, we're glad you're here today. I'm Elmo Winters. We're going to talk today about what we are doing, the Kingdom Group, to address the racial issues in our area. You may recall last week, I challenged you, or the last time we met, I challenged you to stop talking and start doing. I, in fact, specifically reached out to churches, to clergy, to our leaders, to just start doing something to address the issue. Well, today I'm going to tell you what we're doing. I want to share with you what the Kingdom Group is effectively doing to make a difference. And let me say, I'm sharing what we have been doing for nearly the past 4 years. And best of all, it is working. We are not talking about idle talking or just having a workshop or having some type of sessions. We're talking about a program that is working. In 2016, our city, Baton Rouge, was rocked to its core by the killing of Alton Sterling, a black man, at the hands of an arresting Baton Rouge police officer who was white. Sounds familiar, right? This incident led to the same kind of unrest that we see in our world today, especially in our nation. People protested. Leaders met. Prayer vigils were held, and so on. But probably the most disappointing thing of all when it comes to this was that there was no effective response, no answer from our local leaders or even from our churches. In other words, the people of Baton Rouge, the people of God here, were ill-prepared and had no real solutions. After all, most people believe we didn't have a racial issue anyway, right? Shortly after it, our group, our organization, the Kingdom Group, started having diverse strategy meetings with a few local leaders. After disappointing months of promises with nothing in place to address the racial unrest by local leaders or our churches, we realized it was time for us to do something. So on February 2017, we partnered with a local men's ministry, Gulf South Men, under the leadership of Pastor Mark Lovett, and launched the Men's Unity Breakfast. That first meeting was so overwhelmingly encouraging. Guys showed up from all over the area. White guys came, black guys came, from as far away as Plaquemine and as far away as Clinton, from the west side. People wanted to come together. The venue that we chose, which was the Fellowship Hall of the Ministry of New Life, proved to be just too small. But the spirit of those attending spoke volumes. People wanted to come together. It was obvious. And work on our problem of racial divisiveness. These men were no longer willing to pretend we didn't have a problem, but wanted to address it. From that first meeting in February 2017 until this day, we have gathered monthly. We've had a meal together when possible, and we've had meaningful dialogue. These events became places, safe places, where all could share their stories. This is where Black guys and white guys met to listen and to be heard. And over the years, we have seen so many things that God has done. Folks, you need to understand that God has changed the lives of over 60% of the guys who have stuck with our program. Now think about that. Over 60% of the men who have been coming month after month after month have experienced changes in their thought process, changes in their relationships, changing in how they interact with others who don't look like them. And we're seeing right now the fruit of our labors as we are watching relationships, sustainable relationships being built. Shortly after we celebrated our third anniversary, earlier this year in February, the COVID-19 pandemic happened. And we didn't stop meeting, but we started meeting virtually by Zoom and have been doing so since. Although this has hindered our live events, we've been so blessed because you see, now we're able to go all over the world with our monthly events. That's right. Monthly, we have seen guys attend the virtual Men's Unity Breakfast from California, from Texas, Florida, Virginia, the Carolinas, Louisiana, and other parts of our country. In fact, I can say this pandemic has been a good thing for us. Several leaders from around the country have expressed interest in hosting this highly effective gathering in their areas. This has us currently working on a national network program to expand the Men's Unity Breakfast into other parts of the country. Folks, this is what God is doing. This is what we are doing. This is what is happening right here in our city. Our actions have all been about promoting unity. We've not so much focused on racism or systemic racism, but our focus has been to bring people together. That's what we do. We bring people together and we guide them into building genuine, sustainable relationships. And guess what? We have the numbers statistically to prove that what we are doing is making a difference. Maybe you are thinking about joining us. I wish you would. In fact, I'm personally inviting you to attend the next Men's Unity event, which is scheduled for the last weekend of October. Now you can go to our website, kingdomgroup.co, and learn more about what we're doing. In fact, you can go there and register for the next Unity Breakfast. And I'm personally inviting you to be my guest. I promise you, this will not only inspire you or encourage you, but it could possibly impact your life to see guys coming together, having this, what we call dynamic dialogue, men listening to one another, men sharing their thoughts, and God moving on the hearts of the men. But in order to do that, you will need to register. So if you go to the website, the registration is there available, and we want you to be with us in October. You know, God is blessing us to see some mighty things happening, and we want you to be a part of that. Perhaps you have been frustrated. Maybe you're overwhelmed. Maybe you're at a point of saying, you know, I just give up. I don't know what to do. I encourage you, join us. We have been doing it for years, and we are seeing permanent changes in the lives of those who've been with us. So go to the site again, kingdomgroup.co, and see the information about our previous events and register for the upcoming events. As always, before we close out this episode, I want to spend a moment with you and pray. And I pray that God would bless you, touch your life, make you a living witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Dear God in heaven, thank you for all of your blessings. Thank you, dear God, for this platform that where we're able to reach countless hundreds, perhaps even thousands, with the Building the Bridge podcast. We are thankful, God, that you are using all of us to build unity. Where our enemy desires for us to be divided, we stand firm to say that we will not be. We will be unified in Christ. So we thank you today. And God, touch somebody who's listening. May their curiosity get a hold of them, that they may pursue this, research what we're doing, and become a part of the movement of unity. To you be always glory, honor, and praise. And we thank you today. In Jesus' name, amen. And we truly appreciate you taking the time to listen to what God is saying. This is the finest hour for us to reach people and unify a nation. I ask, will you join us? Until the next time, y'all my winners, signing out with the Building the Bridge podcast. God bless.